Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for your sister that's listening today that this just brings about a lot of clarity and comfort in reading her scriptures, where she feels like she can understand these books of prophecy. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, okay, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to be guiding you and protecting you through all the trials that you're going to be going through. But as you walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted. You need to be aware of that, okay? It's not things like guns and carnal things and crops and money and gold and stuff like that that's going to protect you. It's Him, okay? And if He leads you to do those things, it will bear fruit and it will be good, okay? But everything needs to be directed by Him and you'll be okay. Going through the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, talking about this Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay? We just finished up talking about the bronze, okay? And I just want to explain something very briefly. If I have any sisters that are listening where you're like, you are familiar with your Bible and prophecy, and you're like, why does she keep going over this stuff, you know, so slowly and stuff like that? I just want to explain. I come across a lot of sisters that there's a lot of different types of levels of Christians that listen to these podcasts that I've encountered. People that are in the ministry themselves, okay, all the way down to babes, honestly, that are just barely coming out of the lukewarm church, learning about spiritual warfare, finding out, you know, that they need to start getting ready because they're getting attacked by Satan and they're trying to find out what's going on. And have never read their Bible before, okay? And my hope and my prayer is that's really who I'm kind of gearing these teachings towards. So any sister that's familiar with her Bible, and just bear with me and be patient, please. I'm going to go through everything and get to, you know, all these things. But it really is for the sister that just feels like she is intimidated by Bible prophecy. I really don't want that, because it's easy to get deceived, okay, if you're in a place where you're just barely reading your Bible from cover to cover, maybe for the first time, your KJV Bible. You can feel like you need somebody, you know, scholarly or big and, you know, important in the world to teach you Bible prophecy, and you can't understand it by yourself, and that's really a dangerous place to be in. You do need some help sometimes, but I do want any sister that's listening to feel comfortable and have somewhat of a framework of how the how prophecy plays out in the Bible, so that as she's reading her Bible, the Holy Spirit can minister to her and have something to work with, okay, so that she can feel comfortable and not overwhelmed. Because when you do that and you don't read your Bible yourself and you just kind of hand it over to someone and think, well, they know what they're talking about, when you don't know the Bible yourself, you're in a place where you can get deceived very easily. And these scriptures are very important, okay, because they're going to start playing out, like I already mentioned, in your day-to-day life. So the way that it works is you have the end of the third kingdom, which is brass, okay, like I already mentioned, with four heads, okay? Once that fourth head ends, okay, then you have the fourth head of the bronze ends, okay? Then it moves into the fourth and final kingdom, okay? And the fourth and final kingdom, okay, also has its own timeline that's pretty long, okay? Kind of just like the third kingdom of brass, how it had four heads, okay? And then it ends. Same thing happens again with the fourth kingdom, okay? And the fourth kingdom has a lot more detail in scripture, okay? Like I already mentioned in Daniel chapter 2, the scriptures that we read, where it talks about the feet. It starts, the brass goes down to the thighs, okay? And then it starts with iron, okay? I guess right below, probably around the knee or knee area. And then it goes into the feet, which start to switch into clay and iron. And then 10 toes, which are the which are 10 kings, okay? And this whole portion, especially about the feet, goes into a lot more detail in the book of Revelation, okay? He talks about primarily Revelation, like 12, 13, that area. We'll talk more about it later, okay? But that area is where you have the 10 kings and then the Antichrist. And it's explained in other areas in the scriptures. There's a lot of scripture about that last time period of feet, okay? Because that's where the Antichrist comes, okay? we're going to talk mostly just about the beginning of the Iron Kingdom, but it progresses. So it doesn't all go right at once, okay? There's a there is, when you get into this area of the Iron Kingdom, the Last Kingdom, Fourth Kingdom, there's a lot of different scriptures that talk about it. But the primary book is Revelation that gets into a lot more detail about it, okay? And I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. And we'll start talking about that fourth kingdom and what to expect and what you need to do to prepare for it. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, glorifying your Son and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing that it's only Him that will teach her these things, and also being humble and knowing she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover, and when she's done, she needs to read it again, just continuously. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.